Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
To go over everything.
Lou, we're not playing ball. Nope.
All right, you got talking into your microphone. We started.
Oh, we're starting. Hello.
We're starting. Welcome to the first Rachel Uncensored of 2022.
Hello.
I am starting this year how I started last year, with joy in my presence.
The one and only.
The one and only Joyous Joy. Joy is my best friend. She's been on this podcast a couple times. There's six dogs in this house right now, so there might be some barking or just us getting distracted from either dogs or ADHD. We will see. But today we are cracking open a beer, a Whoop. Hazy IPA.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And today I thought it would be fun to read the Reddit forum, Am I the Asshole? I've seen a lot of podcasts do this. I've seen a lot of creators do this. I don't know who started it as a trend, but I just wanted to do it because we have pretty different opinions on stuff a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But we can agree when someone's an asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
And we can casually agree to disagree as well. So it's not too crazy, you know?
Yeah, we're not going to start a fight.
And I think we have a good sense of judgment on things.
Yes.
Because we're very hard on ourselves. So we tend to be very understanding of other people.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. All right. So I'm going to read this one. My girlfriend and her boyfriend and brother bear might be in and out as well. Just everyone's in this house at the moment while we're doing this. So.
And when she said and her boyfriend, not her girlfriend's boyfriend, she meant my boyfriend.
Joy's boyfriend Dylan.
Yeah.
My girlfriend has Indian food.
If it is here.
That was really fast. They said like an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well. Okay. Well, should we pause and eat? Or just get this done.
No, get it done.
Get it done.
Give the people what they want.
Give them what they want. All right, so I'm going to read this story, and then we have to decide if they are the asshole. So my boyfriend, 20-year-old male, L? What does L mean?
I don't know, but she said 20-year-old male, so that's probably where we're losing.
20-year-old male and I, 20-year-old female, have been dating for 7 months. We usually eat takeout if we want to get something to eat. However, I was recently just promoted, so I went to eat at a very nice Italian restaurant to celebrate, like one with an enforced dress code. All right.
Ooh, I love Italian food.
My boyfriend is not the nicest of eaters, which can be kind of gross, but I deal with it. How do you are not nice eater? Like you don't close your mouth and you.
I was thinking about you because I know you don't like that kind of stuff.
You got to close your mouth. And yes. I would tell you to close your mouth. She says, but I deal with it. However, I didn't realize he had no table manners. At the restaurant, after we were served our first appetizer, a beautifully plated bruschetta dish, Elle looked at me and jokingly asked me if I would be upset if he enjoyed his meal the same way he would at home. I still don't, I need to know what that looks
like. That's a little scary sounding right there.
I told them we were at a nice restaurant and there were other customers around. Okay, so she said no, basically.
Yeah, okay. In a nice way.
He didn't say anything, but instead started digging into the bruschetta with his hands, ignoring the serving fork. Wait,
I thought you eat bruschetta with
like it's a little bread. Is she saying that he put the bruschetta and then put it on the bread with his hands?
If that's what happened, then
girl, leave him.
Yes, that's not okay.
That's a caveman. All right. I let this go. However, when the pasta came out, don't tell me he used his hands.
If we used our hands for pasta. What are we, gorilla?
He smirked at me. Oh, he's an asshole.
Oh, so he's like pushing you. He's testing you.
All right. He smirked at me and ate like he hadn't eaten in weeks. Ooh. Okay, so he's just shoveling it into his mouth.
Okay.
He dropped his fork and started picking up pieces of chicken and noodles with his fingers, getting sauce everywhere. The tablecloth, his hands, his clothes, and face. He didn't miss the opportunity to loudly burp after he finished destroying his side of the table. I burp at restaurants, but like under my breath, you know, like a.
Yeah.
But I at my house, I will do an opera of belches.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, honey.
How scary.
No. Where was this man raised? A cave? All right.
I think something deeper might be going on here.
Well, he's clearly an asshole. The table next to us was astonished. Yeah, I would be like, you're disgusting.
I would probably ask to move seats if I had to sit there and watch somebody eat that way.
My waiter even asked him if he was okay. oh my God! How bad was this scene? I need a picture.
Everybody's trying to be like passive aggressive about like, this isn't okay. Like,
Other customers were staring. He also put his feet up on the chair next to us,
he didn't.
Blocking the aisle. What the fuck?
No, he didn't.
This
is
unreal.
No, this is like almost hard to believe at this point. Because I would have never made it that far. I would have gotten up and left.
No, sweetie. I guess with COVID, people didn't know how bad people were at like restaurants.
I mean, but at that point, you have to ask yourself too, like, do you not have any self-embarrassment to be out in public and just be blatantly acting that way? I mean, I guess if you're like at a McDonald's, it's something different. Use your hands, put your feet up. Yeah. But you're at a really nice restaurant with a dress code. Like, it's just respect at that point.
Yeah, it is. All right. So then I had no idea what to do. You leave.
Yeah, like, but okay, think about it though. Because I've been in some like really weird situations where you almost just get stuck because you're like, What do I do? And then you start questioning yourself to where you're like, am I being overdramatic? Am I? Yeah. Because they're so eccentric.
And
you're
clearly
like,
this guy is an asshole. And so he probably gaslights her all the time.
Oh, yeah. And to look at you first and give a smirk like
No.
That's crazy.
I didn't want to make even more of a scene. So I just asked for the check, which I paid and left really embarrassed. Honey, no, he should be celebrating you. Even though you got
the promotion,
he should have paid.
7 months.
No. On the way home, I told him how embarrassed I was, and he just said that it was my fault for the
gaslighter.
I've just burped, which is disgusting, but I'm not at a restaurant. It was my fault for not letting him enjoy the meal as he pleased. That's why she's embarrassed?
If you want to enjoy the meal that way, then just always eat at home.
Yes. And that since we were paying customers, the other guests had no business judging us.
Absolutely not. Am I the asshole?
No, sweetie, but what you should be is single, because no, you can find a better man than that.
You would be the asshole if you continued to be with that person and allow that behavior.
Yes, and like, because honestly, then you're letting him continue it and disrupt the lives of other human beings.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know what I would do, though? Let's say you really like this guy and like, you're like, I don't know what to do. It's a little hard, whatever. I like him outside of this issue. Honey, talk to his parents. I bet you if his parents heard about the way he reacted in this restaurant, he would have some learning to do. Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna say the 7 months is because she literally didn't know how he ate in restaurants.
I'm gonna say the 7 months is because of COVID, like you said. Yeah.
And I'm gonna say 7 months too long.
Too long.
If he smirked at you, because clearly he's aware.
Yeah.
Because he said, can I eat this the same way I do at home? He asked. She said no, so he decided to be an asshole.
And would I be wrong for saying that there could be an element, I'm just going out on a limb here, it could be an element of maybe he, for some reason, something's wrong with the relationship or he doesn't want to be there or whatever, to where he's like, let me just push the boundaries so that it's her fault.
Yes. Well, no, he's just a toxic human at that
point. Yeah, so I feel
that
like
that is a classic sign of a toxic
human. The way
my
brain
human.
Is working, I'm like, something, there has to be something more.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah, period.
Right, next one. I, 23, female, am originally from New York and I've lived in Texas for 7 years now. And I am married to my husband, 29, male, and we have a 4-month-old girl together.
Okay.
Okay. New York, Texas. She's a little younger female. He's an older male.
And a kid.
I still have a pretty noticeable accent. Well, duh. If you were born and raised in a place, you're going to have that accent. Not to make you feel stupid, but I'm just saying, of course you do.
Love it.
Between being from the Northeast and being Italian, you can definitely tell the difference between me and my husband's speech. My husband is saying that I need to learn how to speak quote unquote correctly for our daughter's sake so she isn't confused. Excuse me, an accent isn't speaking incorrectly.
Absolutely not.
Especially if it's English, it's just a different accent of English.
Look, I love our Americans, but I would say we speak more incorrectly.
like there are people from New York and like California and Texas and Florida and Pennsylvania and Minnesota all have complete, like, we all different. Have accents.
Being from California, I say like every three words.
Yeah,
you know?
We call the freeways. We put the in front of all the freeways.
The snow, you
but
know?
In a, even if it's like the way we say a word, that's not incorrectly. And also, how would that confuse the daughter?
Yeah.
There are people who are like British, married to an American and have children.
What an interesting statement.
I hate him. Okay, examples he cited. I say aunt instead of aunt. Cute.
Okay, wait a minute.
People say aunt and aunt.
So it's not even like you using a word in the wrong tense. It's like you just pronouncing it differently because your accent.
Yeah. And
oh, no.
I say sneakers instead of tennis shoes.
Yeah. No.
Who cares?
I know people. When I moved to Texas and we call them carts, like shopping carts, yeah. They call them buggies.
Yeah.
Like,
words are different in different places.
It's okay.
That is disgusting. He is so small-minded. I think just his way is the correct way. Why doesn't he change his speech patterns to match hers?
A sense of control, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
And when I say car, it sounds like ka. Okay.
If I was dating somebody with an accent, I feel like, because I love accents, one of the number one things that would be driving me towards that is the accent. Like, I would want my kid to actually pick up more on how you speak.
Yeah. It has a little character.
Exactly.
All right.
A little character.
He's saying our daughter's speech will be impaired and she'll be confused on what the correct terms are for certain things. Those aren't correct or incorrect terms.
It sounds to me he got bullied in school.
It sounds to me like his brain can't understand that there's multiple words for one thing.
Are you being the asshole? No.
No. And since we live in the South, I need to speak more like him. This is not an easy thing to do, and it's how I grew up.
Don't change yourself.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
He said, I was being the asshole, and then it's my fault when our daughter's speech is fucked up.
Reverse psychology.
His family agrees with him. So am I the asshole for not changing the way I talk? ETA, yes. What is ETA? An estimated time of arrival. ETA?
Estimated time of arrival.
ETA, maybe yes, my husband has a heavy Southern accent. When he's going to do something, he's fixing to, and he makes interesting word combinations. This man is controlling, and you need to leave.
Well, when he says,
you're young, girl, get out now.
When he says y'all, just constantly go, you all.
Yeah, just get out freaking now. All right, before we read another one, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
Sponsor.
Home Chef. Home Chef is our sponsor for today. I personally always love to talk about what we should have for dinner. But then, like most people, that question turns daunting. And inevitably, we always end up ordering takeout because we take so long to figure out what we want to eat that by the time we figure it out, it's too late to start cooking. And even when you order food, it never is super satisfying. And it wastes so much money. So if you rather have a home-cooked meal without the dread of the what should we have for dinner question and planning ahead and going grocery shopping, then Home Chef is the perfect answer for you because they make it easy and they save you money. They do this while still having fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes delivered right to your doorstep. It couldn't get easier than that. And they have multiple options, whether you prefer a classic meal kit with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, or speedy, really quick recipes for less than 30 minutes. There are oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients or microwavable meals that assemble in minutes, which is usually my go-to. They have you and your whole family covered. And if you're like me and have a particular dietary need, don't worry, they have 30 options a week that serve different dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. And for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus a free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/Rachel. That's homechef.com/Rachel for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/Rachel. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert. But that's for life. Skims is our sponsor for today. I know that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've had problems with it, whether it's the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for almost a year now and I just now tried another one of their t-shirts and I cannot stress this enough. It is the softest t-shirt I have ever owned. or touched. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I love wearing my boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx that I got from Skims. I grab it every time I want to wear something casual, but also I can dress it up for a night out, and I absolutely love it. So if you want to, and you should, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Oh, this one. Am I the asshole for wearing a bridesmaid dress when I was not a bridesmaid?
Ooh.
Ooh, I might say you might be.
Let's hear the story first. Well, maybe they kicked her out like last minute or something.
Throw away so my sister doesn't find this. Okay. Title sounds bad, but hear me out. She's aware.
Yeah, let's She's hear. Aware. Let's hear.
I, 25-year-old female, attended my cousin's 30-year-old male's wedding a few weeks ago, wearing a long dark blue dress I had gotten from the thrift store.
Okay.
It was absolutely gorgeous, and I thought it would be perfect. As the invitation said, formal attire. I had looked at the brand of the dress up online after I bought it, and while I realized it was a bridesmaid dress from a bridal company, I assumed that someone had donated it after a wedding. Yes, this all seems very normal.
Absolutely.
Okay, girl, you went shopping at a thrift store. Let's save a penny. You found a dress. It was formal. Bridesmaid dresses are formal. This is normal. It's also your male cousin's wedding. You don't know what anything's happening in.
It's not like it's planned.
Yeah, okay. I arrived at the venue with my sister, 27-year-old female, and to my horror, the bridesmaids walked out in the same dress I was wearing. You're not an asshole. This is fucking hilarious.
No way. This is the kind of luck I get in my life.
This is
something like this would happen to me.
Absolutely hilarious. There's no way you could. If you literally did not know, then no. My sister whispered at me that I needed to go home and change. We lived close by, but I feel like it would have been a big hassle. Instead, I decided the best course of action would go up to the bride, 30-year-old female, introduce myself, and let her know I had no idea that was the dress the bridesmaid would be wearing. She laughed it off and said it was fine, but I could tell she was slightly annoyed at the whole situation. And one of the bridesmaids was particularly shooting daggers at me the rest of the night. Why are they mad?
Right. It's because like you look better?
It's not that you're ruining, like, photos.
Right. I personally would have thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. And I'd be like, way to stick to the theme of the wedding.
Look, if it's about the intent. And the intent was accidental. Thank you. So I don't think you're the asshole already in this situation because you didn't go into it with the intention of, oh, I'm not in the wedding, so I'm going to go get the same dress as, like, yeah.
No, you thrifted a dress. The odds of that being the same dress is mind-blowing.
One in a billion.
This would be in, like, a Hollywood movie, and I'd be like, this is so unrealistic. Like, that is, like, if that, yes.
And I secretly would have just told all the bridesmaids, like, look, I'll tell you what thrift store I got mine at if you want to get rid of yours.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. So I just got off the phone with my cousin today and he said that he didn't think I did anything wrong. Okay. Cause that he's logical. But the bride thought it was really rude of me to not ask what the bridesmaids were wearing since I knew I had bought an old bridesmaid's dress. Not a chance in hell.
No, that's not a normal
thing. Not a fucking chance in hell would I have asked the bride.
No.
Whom I don't know what the bridesmaids are wearing to a, like, that is un.
Hey, I just want to make sure what your bridesmaids are wearing so I don't wear the exact same thing.
That's fucking stupid.
That's not normal. That doesn't happen.
You don't. From what I know, you don't bug the bride.
No,
you
at all.
You don't talk to her, especially if it's your male cousin's wedding and you haven't even met the bride yet.
Right, right. It's not like you showed up in a bride's dress.
Yeah, you didn't show up in a wedding gown.
Yeah.
No,
you went to a thrift store.
My sister agrees with him, but my mom and my friend say that it's not like my sister agrees with him. Oh, okay. Well, with the bride, apparently. Okay. But my mom and friends say that it's not like I was wearing white or anything. Literally what we just said. It wasn't a big deal. Am I the asshole?
No.
No. Edit with important info. My sister, who is closer to the bride than I am, found out that there was a bridesmaid that was uninvited last minute. So the dress I found at the thrift store was probably her dress.
No.
Just small town things.
Small town. No, yeah. Way.
That's actually hilarious.
That actually is gold.
You are not an asshole by any means. No, I just don't think you're an asshole.
Take the wedding photos and shop yourself into them.
Yes. This is honestly a plan yeah. for hilariousness.
It'll be funny in like 5 years.
If the bride has a sense of humor.
Yeah,
that's
hopefully.
That's rare sometimes. You don't know people these days.
That's a crazy story.
Yes. That is like straight out of a movie. That
I mean, same thing like going to high school and showing up to high school in the same shirt that your friend has. You know, like it happens.
Yeah.
You guys shop at the same places.
Yeah.
I mean, look at you and girlfriend.
We wear the same clothes all the time.
Literally the last like 2 days straight.
We just are always matching. We have the same style. We wear the same clothes. We share a closet. Who cares? All right.
It's a compliment.
This is the title. Am I the asshole for refusing to eat food I don't like? Immediately no.
Immediately. I have been that person.
Immediately no.
Immediately no.
I, 56-year-old male, have a son, a 28-year-old male, who spent a lot of time traveling overseas in his college years. He went all around the world, including several trips to the Middle East, where he studied for his minor in Arabic language and literature. Great.
Awesome.
That sounds great. A few years ago, my son found out that a woman he knew in Pakistan had a son, 9-year-old male. She claimed that son was his, which I doubted. Okay. My son, however, believed her without question. He asked this woman to send her son to the U.S. to stay with my son. This woman asked her to send her son to the U.S. to stay with my son so they get to know each other. He has spent the last few summers here.
Okay.
All right. So your son's got a kid. From a different place.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
You're getting to know him.
Recently, the boy moved in with my son full time. A decision I strongly urged against. Okay, it sounds like, okay, later, we're going to talk about the DNA test in a second.
I was going to say, where's the food?
My son enrolled him in the same private school we sent him to at that age, which is very expensive. I have tried to support my son's decisions, but it has been really hard. I really want my son to get a DNA test, but he stubbornly keeps refusing. I feel like that's fine to request a DNA test.
At that point, too, with that situation, like, I don't think you're wrong for that.
I don't think that. Okay, no. Where's the food? Recently, things came to head at a family dinner my son invited us to. He said the boy was feeling homesick, so they cooked Pakistani food together. My son wanted the whole family to eat his food because he said it would make the boy feel like he and his culture were appreciated by the whole family. Okay, cute sentiment by him. Now, I don't like Middle Eastern food. I don't like strong spices. My son begged me to just try some of it or at least eat the bread they made. The bread had flakes of all kinds of weird spices on it, though, so I refused. Kind of shitty. It's kind of...
It's a hard situation only because, I mean, you believe in no peer pressuring. Like, if somebody doesn't want to do something, they shouldn't, but...
At the same time, like, this is a sentimental thing, and it's like... I don't like that because it has flakes on it. Don't even know what the flakes are. And I bet this man has never once in his life tried Pakistani food.
It's a lack of knowledge for sure.
Yeah. I've never tried Pakistani food.
I've had some of it. Yeah.
Well, not that I know of.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and then again, I'm also a big person like, you know, try something once. You never know, you know, but. That's a difficult one for me only because I'm like, if you really don't want to do so. I mean, we have friends that like only want to eat chicken tenders or only want to do this. And it's like, you know, if that's what they're comfortable with, who am I to push them outside those boundaries?
It is a really annoying. There might have been a different way to go about it.
Yeah.
I think.
I
think you should have at least tried it, but not eaten the full meal if you didn't like it.
Yeah, at least a little taste. I mean, for family, you know.
He pulled me aside for this. So, he said, my son got mad at me and asked me to please eat something just to make your grandson happy. Okay. He pulled me aside for this so the boy wasn't present to hear our conversation. Okay, this guy, the 29-year-old man sounds really mature.
Yeah, to pull him aside. Yeah.
I told my son that I have no proof he is my grandson, and even if I did, I shouldn't have to eat the food I don't like.
Okay, wait a minute. Now it sounds a little...
My son called me a selfish, stubborn asshole and then asked me to leave, so I did. My wife stayed, though. My wife agrees with me that I shouldn't have to eat the food I don't like, but she said I could have at least tried a bite to appease our son. I'm with her.
I'm with her. Yeah. Now, yeah.
she thinks I was just being stubborn to be stubborn. You are. You're being stubborn.
It sound the way that the message is wrote, it does sound like
you're
it does
being
sound like that.
Stubborn. Yeah. Because you don't think that that kid is your grandson.
Exactly.
And so you don't want to do anything that has to do with his culture or about him.
That's exactly
you're
how the message
asshole,
is coming
sir.
Through. That's asshole.
You are an asshole. If you hated radish.
Yeah.
And I cooked a whole meal of radish. And you're like, I really don't like radish.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be an asshole for not eating it.
Valid.
Because I just decided to make radish.
Yeah.
But if I was like, this is a really important thing to me and I would really like you to just have a bite.
Yeah.
Even though you know you don't like radish, could you please just try this? You would try it.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a moment one time, I was in the presence of a bunch of family and stuff. And one of the main dishes was oxtail. And I've never, to be honest, been interested in eating. It was oxtail and pig's feet. I've never been interested in eating those things personally. I used to have a really big thing about texture. And everybody was eating it. And I politely declined. I never made like, oh, I hate that. That's disgusting. Whatever. Because I've never tried it. But I was just like, you know what? I truly don't want to eat this. And the majority of the people thought that it was really rude, but I still tried to come from a respectful place. You know, it was just like, I just don't want to eat this, you know, like I'm sorry, I don't, you know, like, so I can understand that. But the way the message was written, it was like it was really directed more towards
the kid being his maybe biological.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna have you move your microphone just a little bit closer to your mouth when you talk.
Sorry.
All right. Am I the asshole for having my dog have the same name as my cousin's daughter? Well, it depends on how close you are with the cousin.
Who had the name first?
So, for some context, I, 23-year-old female, have a golden retriever for the last 2 years. Her name is Isabella, or Bella for short. Okay. I have never been close to my cousin. Then immediately not an asshole.
No, okay.
Immediately not an asshole. But as of recently, she announced the birth of her baby girl, who is coincidentally named Isabella.
So the baby came after the dog.
Then no.
No.
How in the world would you be an asshole for
next.
This?
Not even
what?
A...
What? Hold on. I need to know if the cousin was like, you need to change. My cousin knows my dog's name, and as she has been around her a few times at family gatherings. But however, after the baby was born, she just didn't write it right. She told me that I needed to change my dog's name.
No.
Not a chance in hell.
There's people like this in the world that exist. What sense does that make?
Where's the audacity
I'm going to name my child Snoop in 4 years, so therefore change his name now.
That is absolutely insane.
Absolutely not.
Imagine me having,
a
baby and then naming it Louie.
Absolutely not.
Fuck off.
That's crap.
And she said it was my fault for wasting the name on that mutt. Oh, get her, block her, never again.
No.
Never again shall we speak of her.
Nope.
She's out of the family. Nope.
Although I will tell you, I've had my moments where I talk to people and they're like, oh, my kid's name's Louie. And then I'm like, oh, my dog has that name. And just the look, for me, that's special. For other people, they're like,
yeah.
You know?
Whatever. Name's a name.
Yes.
All right, before we go into like one or two more, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor.
Sponsor.
All right. I don't want to read super long ones.
Yeah.
Because then I just, oh my God.
I want one where they are an asshole, though.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
The long ones, I guess they're just trying to justify themselves.
Yeah.
This is another name one. Am I the asshole for not changing my baby's name to appease my brother's girlfriend?
No.
But let's review. Okay. I am 30 weeks pregnant. A little over 2 months ago, we found out the sex of the baby. It's a boy. And it took my husband and I a bit to agree on the name. We finally landed on one both of us liked. It's not insanely common, but we know there will be people with the name in the world. Okay. Around the holidays, we met up with family, including my brother's girlfriend. That is probably only the third time being around her. They've been dating for 6 months. I know her very well outside. Oh, wait. I don't know her very well outside. She was married previously, and sadly, both her husband and son passed away in an accident. She's a very nice woman, but even my brother has admitted privately that he's not sure how long the relationship will last, as they want two different things in life. He thinks they may be able to work it out, but isn't sure yet. Anyway, my mom was asking if we had picked a name for the baby, and I told everyone what it was. Looking back, my brother's girlfriend seemed weirded out, but I didn't think much of it. Later, she messaged me on Facebook saying the name I had picked was her late son's name. That's really sad.
Yeah, that is sad. But
she said it'd be hard to be around a baby that is called that. Well, honey, you need to go to therapy.
Yeah, you have an emotional attachment to the name.
That is, I'm grieving is hard.
I wonder
hard
what the name
losing,
is.
I don't know. Losing someone's hard, grieving is hard, but you can't ask your newly boyfriend's sister who's pregnant to change the name.
To appease you.
Now, if she were going to be sure part of the family forever, I agree. But since my brother admits he isn't sure if they'll make it, I don't think I should change the name I really love. I didn't tell her that part, but I didn't say it was a name I did say it was a name my husband and I really liked, so we wouldn't be changing it. She isn't happy with me. My brother said that they could work out their problems and I should be considerate. I asked what would have happened if they had met a year later and I already had a son with the name. She'd have to adjust, right? My brother says that's different. Am I the asshole? I don't think you're the asshole.
I don't think you are.
I genuinely do not think you're an asshole in that situation.
Because again, it comes down to the intent. Your intent isn't to hurt somebody. It's not to...
Like she said, if they were like for sure part of the family, she'd reconsider it. But this is a 6-month person that your brother has wavered on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think you're an asshole.
I wish they would have said the name. I'm curious as to... Because if it was like John.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, if they said it was a few, only few people would have it.
Okay.
So it might have been something like Candlewick or something.
Quentin.
Quentin.
I feel like that's not a very popular name.
True, but people have the same name. Like, if she ever met someone with that name, would she just never like talk to them again? Like,
exactly.
That's just something in life that's really sad, and I feel for her.
Yeah,
but that's
but it's personal.
A great moment for healing for her.
Yeah,
to like be able to hear that name again and in a more positive light instead of a mourning, and then maybe she'd be able to then speak about her son and say the name more often.
Absolutely.
Also, she can come up with a nickname for him.
Absolutely.
And like her boyfriend could then also say the same nickname.
Yeah,
there's ways around that.
Yeah,
it's just it sucks. It's unfortunate, but no,
but you're not the asshole.
Am I the asshole for my reaction to hearing my neighbor's son was looking at me in my window from his parents? Okay. I live alone in a house next to a family. A few weeks ago, my neighbors, a married couple, came to me and said they could see in my windows. I was a little confused why she'd say something like that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Since I got pretty obsessed with houseplants during the pandemic, I like to let in the natural light. So, duh.
Got it.
My neighbors told me that their preteen son could see me in the windows. I went, okay.
Do you walk around naked?
Yeah, is this a problem if you're naked? But if you're fully clothed, it's not a problem.
And like, even if you do, you can Google anything these days.
So yeah,
it's like,
so
you
whatever.
Know.
Edit. The kid is about 14. He is in high school, so a teen rather than a preteen. Maybe the mom misspoke, or maybe I misheard, or maybe there's a chance she skipped several grades ahead. But I thought I should clarify. Okay. Is your dog throwing up? It sounded like he was throwing up.
No.
And then sat in it. All right.
I think he was picking at his feet.
All right.
Making weird noises.
So then he said the father said that the boy was at the sort of age where he was becoming interested in looking at women. I said, are you saying you've caught your son looking? And his mom said, yes. And I said, well, you ought to correct that behavior fast. He better be learning damn well that can't be tolerated. Good.
Absolutely.
Fuck yes.
Absolutely.
Fuck yes.
It's not your problem because you're the woman. It's his problem because he can't control himself.
His mom said that they were gentle parents. You mean coddling.
You mean we don't believe in discipline?
60. Not yes. I replied, that is one thing you better not be gentle about.
No.
If you don't correct that behavior hard and fast, you're going to be having a real problem on your hands. His dad told me not to threaten his family. I told him, you're misunderstanding me. I'm saying that your boy is a problem, not me. And you need to address that within your own home. It's inappropriate that you've brought this to me. The dad looked like he was about to have a temper with me. He started to say not to tell him how to parent, and his wife pulled him away home. Yesterday, I had 4 female friends over last night for a New Year's Eve fire. It was socially distanced outside. We were having some drinks, and one of the friends was going to use the bathroom. I remembered I ought to warn her as she was about to enter the house, and I yelled, yo, there's a peeping Tom over there. Shut the bathroom curtains before you piss. And I pointed at the house. Good.
Do it. Call
Great.
Him out.
My friend who was going to pee was kind of drunk and yelled back, okay, but also, what the fuck? You got to tell me how you caught them perving. my God. My other friend had questions, and I retold the story of how the neighbors came around and told me about their creeping son and how they got a temper when I told them their son's behavior needed to be corrected. My friends thought it was super fucked up. Since we were all 6 feet apart, all drunk, and we're all trying to talk over each other, we became pretty loud. Okay. Some of my friends were saying stuff like, what kind of fucked up parents won't punish that? And the parents are fucking creeps too if they don't see the problem. And then we saw the neighbor family's dad come out and approach the group. And one of the friends who's kind of a firebrand called out, "You're being filmed. If you step over here, you're trespassing," and held up her phone. The guy went back to his house and we heard some arguments inside. I feel like it was super inappropriate for the family to have brought this to me in the first place, but I also feel a little bad that my friends and I said all of that within earshot of the family and maybe other neighbors. Am I the asshole for how I handled the creepy neighbor situation? I'm going to say you weren't the asshole for how you treated the parents. I would say it's kind of common courtesy to not like yell that in your front yard all the time.
Yeah.
But
there's so many people involved at this point.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I don't think you're an asshole for how you handled that. I think the second situation is a completely different thing.
Yeah. I guess I would.
But also at the same time, I would have laughed as well. And been yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm putting myself in this situation. Like, I don't think you're an asshole in either.
Yeah.
Simply because like one, freedom of speech, like you guys are sitting out on your lawn, like, you know, it is what it is. And I mean, and they obviously feel entitled enough to make it feel like it's your problem, like you're the problem.
Yeah.
And that's just such a huge problem. Like, I think it's important if you're in a situation like that, especially living alone, that you do make sure that you tell people around you and make them aware of it, you know. And what if you had other neighbors that yeah. and they were doing the same thing to those neighbors, you know? Yeah. Like, I think in those kind of situations you can never be too cautious, because yeah. it's you have to be, like, yeah, you know.
All right, I think that's all we have for today.
Nobody's the asshole.
There weren't many assholes. No, the dad was the asshole.
Yeah, the no, he was. He the was the asshole. Food. We did have asshole. One. Asshole. Yeah.
But everyone else. It was not the other asshole-y. People. Yeah, it was the other people.
Yeah.
Congrats. Get out of relationships with toxic, crappy people.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it feels wrong, it's wrong.
Yes. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And you're never in the wrong for like sticking up for yourself and making sure that you're doing what's best for you. Like, right. As long as your intent, I think, is coming from a good place, that's all that matters, you know? Because yeah. The way people perceive you or your situation, like, you have no control of that. As long as you have control of your intent, that's all that matters. Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for today. Thank you guys for joining us. This is the Rachel Uncensored will now be every other Wednesday, and All Things Internet is every single Monday. This is Joy, my best friend, and you saw a bunch of dogs, and we're going to leave now. I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.